Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to CLNS Radio, your source for all things basketball.
You cannot stop this guy. This guy is unbelievable right now. And with the way he's playing, he's played an outstanding brand of basketball. You're trying to tell me he's not the next best thing? What are you hearing? Man, all I know is this guy can ball. And if you can come out and play with him, you can play with anybody in the league. I want your opinion. Call into the show. Why don't you drive the rack? Seriously, why don't people drive the rack more often? You're fed up with this cookie cutter brand of basketball. Now go out and hand check. What are you comparing? The guy's got grit. The guy's got moxie, and the guy's got heart. What more do you want? Broadcast through Blog Talk Radio and CLNS Radio.
They gonna love me for my ambition.
Welcome to the Hooper's Log.
He did a dream that was harder to live.
Here's your host, C-Mo Bucket.
They gonna love me for my ambition.
Welcome on into episode 73 of the Hooper's Log. Episode 73 here. The trade deadline is 24 hours away on Wednesday, February 17th, 2016. And we are on episode 73. And again, we are still in the All-Star break. But NBA basketball will be back tomorrow on TNT. 4 p.m. we'll have the Spurs and Clippers. And I believe we'll have a later game. I forget what the actual game is on after that one on TNT. Again, you're listening to the Hooper's Log here through CLNS Radio, through the FanDuel Studios. My name is C-Mo Buckets. If you'd like to call in, the phone number is 323-642-1558 is the number. Again, Bulls and Cavs will be on first game, and then it will be Spurs and Clippers in a la-la land. Who knows what the rosters will look like by then, obviously. Trade deadline 24 hours away. Some crazy stuff there in the world of basketball as the trade deadline is flying in. It is just flying in right now. Obviously, some news from yesterday, some big trades in the NBA. I don't have Andrew Norris in the studio right now. Hopefully, he shows up here soon and gets on the line eventually. Hopefully, he does. We got some big news to talk about in the world of basketball. We'll get him in here once he does. Once he does get into the studio, but for now, it's just, I'm telling you, it's GMs are flying all over the place trying to figure out who they're going to deal, what's going to happen. The rumor mill is flying everywhere in the NBA. Again, no NBA basketball today. We had some college basketball games from last night. We'll get to those in just a moment. Obviously, some upsets in the world of college basketball last night in the Big 12. We'll get to those in a couple of big games tonight. Definitely one big one in Chapel Hill in North Carolina between Duke and North Carolina, 6 p.m. Pacific Eastern Pacific time, 9 p.m. Eastern time on ESPN. We'll preview that one for you tonight, as obviously that is the game of the night in the world of basketball, especially in the world of college basketball. We'll get to that here in a little bit for you. Let's recap what happened for you yesterday in the world of the NBA. Obviously, a couple of trades took precedent. Courtney Lee went to the Charlotte Hornets for a bunch of other smaller guys in a package deal to Memphis. And then also you have Brandon Jennings and Ersan Ilyasova going to the Magic for Tobias Harris, who Tobias Harris is now going to Detroit. And once Andrew gets on the line, we'll ask him about that trade and what he thinks of it, and obviously other trades that happen throughout the NBA. There's going to be more. Expect a lot today. Expect a ton tomorrow before the trade deadline. It should be insane. Clearly, rumors spreading about Dwight Howard and Al Horford being traded potentially. A bunch of other things potentially happening. Other sad news, Michael Kidd-Gilchrist needs surgery. He's out for the season, unfortunately. And that's the circumstance there. There's a lot going on in the NBA off the court, clearly, but on the court last night, there was a lot going on, and let's get to that. Kevin Hart, let's get it going, Kevin Hart. Let's get it going.
All right, all right, all right. You're going to learn today.
Last night in the world of college basketball, we had a couple of big ones, a couple of big games in the world of college basketball. Outside of that, nothing crazy, nothing out of usual, but a big one there in Baylor as Baylor gets the victory over Iowa State, 191. This was an unbelievable basketball game. The second half was highly competitive. Baylor found a way to keep it close at the end, and then in overtime, they just took over. Jonathan Motley went off in this one, 27 points, 10 rebounds, 2 assists. This guy was flying all over the basketball court, making dunks like no other. This team was really out to win tonight and trying to boost their way to get further into that Big 12 conversation. Again, conference tournaments will begin here in a little less than 2 weeks, and we will be here to recap and talk about each tournament for you on the Hooper's Log per day as we move forward. March will be strictly hardcore NCAA basketball. NBA basketball will take a big step back for most of the month, but we are gearing up to talk mostly college basketball in the month of March, obviously, as that's where all of college basketball really gets going and really starts to rev up. It's already revving up now as the Big 12 went off last night. Texas beating West Virginia 85-78. Isaiah Taylor, 23 points, four rebounds, and 7 assists. Shaka Smart with a big win there for Texas. They should be able to move up in the rankings now, 17-9. Interesting enough, they're ranked 24th in the country, and they have 9 losses. Interesting tidbit of information there with about 2 weeks to go. They really got to hang on tough and find a way to get into that tournament conversation. And they got to do well in the Big 12 tournament to really find a way to get further up, because they're still a game back of West Virginia at 9-4. West Virginia's 9-4, number 10 in the country. They lose. They're 20-6 now as Texas beats West Virginia in Austin. A big win there for them, 85-78. Baylor, 191 in overtime over Iowa State. Again, Iowa State is really underachieving, in my opinion. They're still a tournament team, but they have truly found a way to underachieve in the way they have. Look, think about this. Iowa State is ranked 13th in the country. Texas is 17-9. A 13th-ranked team in the country has 8 losses. And I understand the rankings just came out a couple days ago, and they're clearly going to change come next Monday. But this is insane. I mean, this is insane stuff here when it comes to overall rankings in the world of college basketball. You've got so many random teams all over the board when it comes to the top 25. I can't put a finger on why it's like this. Obviously, I think it's because there's more parity in college basketball. I also think that there's no real dominant team in college basketball right now to really contend with anybody. And I understand this is just the Big 12, but the Big 12 last night showcased why it's the best conference in college basketball. You got the number 24 team, 9 losses in the country, beating number 10 in the country in West Virginia. And then you got Baylor, ranked 25th, hanging on to a ranked spot, dominating in Baylor over Iowa State. The Big 12 is loaded, people. It's the best conference in college basketball. It should get 6 teams in the tournament, in the NCAA tournament, easily, if they just play the way they're supposed to play the rest of the couple of weeks. It's going to be nuts, man. It's going to be absolutely nuts to see these things take place over the next couple of weeks until the conference tournaments. And then once conference tournaments play comes, all hell will break loose. It will be insane, nutsoid, crazy stuff there in the world of college basketball as we move forward here on the Hooper's Log. Going into tonight's games, clearly a ton of ranked teams playing, but not ranked teams playing each other. Providence and Xavier, obviously a Big East matchup, big one there on Fox Sports 1, 4 p.m. Pacific time, 7 p.m. Eastern. Xavier, it's in Cincinnati, Ohio. Xavier's playing. They're favored by 9 points. Providence at number 23, they're going to find a way to try and keep Xavier off their heels. It's going to be a big game there in Xavier for the Big East. I'm telling you, I think Xavier's going to get the victory, but it wouldn't shock me. Excuse the yawning. Good Lord. It wouldn't shock me if Providence found a way to knock off Xavier. After what we saw last night in the Big 12, who's shocked anymore with upsets, really? I mean, I don't think anyone's going to be shocked anymore if there's any more upsets down the road. Oklahoma plays Texas Tech tonight. Big one there. Obviously, Texas Tech's not ranked, but Oklahoma, they need to bounce back and find a way to get a big victory. They're only favored by 4 in this one as they're in Texas Tech. If I was a betting man, I'd take Texas Tech 4. I think they might win this game and find a way to keep themselves in the conversation of a potential NCAA tournament berth. Duke, North Carolina, game of the night, clearly in Chapel Hill, in North Carolina. You better believe it, Dickie V is going to be there. Grayson Allen is the featured player for Duke. North Carolina's got Bryce Johnson and a couple other guys as well. This is going to be game of the night. UNC is favored by 7.5. I would not be shocked though if Duke upset them. I take the Dukies plus the 7.5. I think they'll find a way to hover and make it a game to watch. I just think this is going to be an unbelievable game, like any other rivalry between North Carolina and Duke. This is going to be one of those games to remember. I have a feeling Duke's going to eke it out at the end, and it's going to be an instant classic like majority of them in the past. A lot of big-time games in the world of college basketball tonight. and expect the house when it comes to those performances from those teams. Again, that's really all we have. A couple of things going on in the trade rumor mill. Obviously, the NBA is flying around with ideas on who could be traded, where could go, who could go what. The Clippers are adamantly saying that Blake Griffin will not be traded. Don't believe that. I would not believe that speculation. I wouldn't believe anyone at this point. We are 24 hours, about 24 hours away from the trade deadline, and we will be here tomorrow around this time, same place, to give you any new information, any new trade rumor speculation around 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on the Hoopers Log, to give you any idea of really where everyone's going to go and what's going to happen. This is the time of year where you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know who's going to go where, what's going to happen, what's going to take. I don't know. I really don't know what's going to happen in the trade deadline here over the next 24 hours going up to the trade rumor mill. Obviously, we've had a couple already in Tobias Harris going to the Detroit Pistons for Brandon Jennings and Ersan Ilyasova, and then the Hornets picked up Courtney Lee from Memphis. Oh, my God. I don't understand why I'm yawning like this, but you've got all of these moves going on in the NBA, and I mean, if you're a big fan of one of these teams that has a big player potentially moving, I mean, Kevin Love, could he be traded? Carmelo Anthony, could he be moved potentially? You know, you've got a bunch of guys that are on the block and on the conversation line for being moved. I mean, the Houston Rockets are potentially going to be moving players. We heard about the New Orleans Pelicans about, you know, 2 weeks ago talking about how they would shop the farm to really help Anthony Davis for the future. There's a lot of potential movement that could happen here in the NBA over these next 24 hours, and I would just keep your eyes glued because that's really what we've got in store for you over these next couple of days. Again, no NBA to talk about today. Starting tomorrow, we will give you our picks per day, gambling picks per day. So we're gonna keep track of all the games we pick. I'm going to pick all the games every day from here on out in the NBA. I will not make picks on college basketball. That's not what I do. I don't do that type of stuff. I'm not one to bet on college basketball because college basketball is super unpredictable. When it comes to college football, it's a little different. But when it comes to college basketball, on a nightly basis, you got no idea who's going to do well and what's going to happen. Maybe I might make some picks in March Madness, but again, it's going to be tough picking these games when it comes to Vegas odds for college basketball down the stretch because I don't really know what's going to happen. But when it comes to the world of the NBA, you better believe I'll be giving you picks every single day from here on out starting tomorrow, and I will keep track and tell you who won and who didn't and what went where and who went how. And then by the end of the season come, you know, 2 weeks, 2 months from today, I will give you, you know, 2 months, basically in 2 months, I will give you what happened and what my ranking was, what my ratings were, and obviously what my record was at the end of the season. It looks like we're not going to have Andrew Norris in the studio today. If he does show up here in a moment, we will talk to him. If he doesn't, we will move on forward and just end the show. If you'd like to call in and talk about basketball, anything basketball, please feel free to do so. 323-642-1558. One more time, 323-642-1558. If you'd like to call in and talk about anything basketball, we've got 30 minutes to spare. Might as well do it. I'm going to go to a break real quick. We'll wait for Andrew, and I will be back, and I'll be waiting for him before you know it. Here's some Drake for you. We'll get it going. This is good old Drake. This is old Drake, good Drake. And we'll be back in a moment. Hopefully Andrew will be on the line before we get back.
Look. I'm performing tonight, you know that shit gon' be packed. Penny in advance and make sure that it's exact. My ex-girl will probably show up for the simple fact that tomorrow she could tell all of her friends it was whack. Well, fuck that, though, this about me. They say my whole fan base is missing ID, but the young trendsetting musician I be got critics giving up the recognition ID. Nerve, never bring your missus by me. I'm it, call me Mr. IT. If I get one wish, I'ma wish to die free. That they gon' hit ball like Mrs. Irie, and I do. The
Grillis in my age group, no shit. Soho, Cosmo, Bob Mark, Blowfish. Let's make a toast, tell your friends come closer. Drinks on me like a coaster. We doing it big, look at what I done. Look at where I'm in, it's only just begun. Cause I was staying home when they was having fun. So please don't be surprised when they announce that I won. And this is how my speech goes. I deserve this shit, I deserve this shit,
I deserve this shit.
That's all I gotta say, at the top is where I stay, until my haters never go away.
The winner, the winner.
Long awaited, hated. Fans see me out and they holler happy belated. It's about time that you made it. I was bumping your songs when nobody else played it. When I was up at High Beat in Atlanta, steady giving dap. Fetching niggas drinks, but I never got the rap. If anybody asked, though, I probably would've snapped. But I can't sign nothing till my lawyer gets the fact hand. No one decides what the definition of talent is. And Mrs. Murray, look at what my talent did. And where your business is. It's been a couple years. Yes, it's not about who you know, it's just how you balance it. It's always awkward to dummy a nigga artist and get on someone's song when you know you coming the hardest. It's how you start acting when nobody could reach you. My plan just hatched, happy Easter. And I'm doing it big. Look at what I done. Look at where I'm in. It's only just begun. Cause I was staying home when they was having fun. So please don't be surprised when they announce that I won. And this is how my speech goes. I deserve this shit, I deserve this shit,
I deserve this shit.
That's all I gotta say, at the top is where I stay, until my haters never go away.
The winner, the winner.
Okay, I do it for the love. Bunk bed flow, always one level above. If I'm in your starting five, you will never need a sub. And I'm never looking down, so I always know what's up. A lot of people saying fuck me. Problem is they be telling everybody but me. But I always got a Starbucks verse being brewed too hot. Please, please double cup me. They never gave me support like Chuck T. And I never trust a nigga saying trust me. Nick Cannon and Will never did it this ill. So you tell a house band, don't you dare interrupt me. Thanks to my mother for never giving up. You deserve the world now, go on, live it up. Thanks to Uncle Steve, my hero who always saved us. I could never give back everything you gave us. And to my dad, even though we was apart, I couldn't leave you out, you forever in my heart. Yeah, and in the name of Evelyn Cher, I forever forgive anybody that never was there. For me, no other woman could ever compare. My angel, I hope heaven's prepared for whenever you there. I got a revolutionary flow in every scenario. Coming through your stereo. Got a new chick, booty round like the merry-go. Bitches like where at, and be like there you go. And this verse deserve a burial. Don't cry for me, this ain't motherfucking Mario. Yeah, and Polo isn't at my session. Mr. Anticipation, keeping everybody guessing like. Look at what I done, look at where I'm in. It's only just begun. Cause I was staying home when they was having fun. So please don't be surprised when they announce that I won. And this is how my speech goes. I deserve this shit, I deserve this shit,
I deserve this shit.
That's all I gotta say, at the top is where I stay, until my haters never go away.
The winner, the winner.
Welcome on back to the Hooper's Log. It is episode 73 here, and again, I don't see Andrew Norris on the line, but I did get some breaking news. I did get some breaking news in the world of basketball. Yes, sir. Apparently, we're getting some information about the 2018 All-Star Game. Potentially could be held in Los Angeles at the Staples Center. Yeah, yes, sir. Back in L.A. for where the stars should be, right? Right? They should be back in L.A., likely to be held in L.A. Apparently, Indianapolis and Miami are being considered. Obviously, if you're going to have bigger stages, you might as well have it going there. And so when it comes to the NBA and all things basketball and everything here, obviously, Courtney Lee went to the Hornets. Ersan Ilyasova is going to the Magic. Brandon Jennings is in Orlando. Chris Anderson traded to the Heat, to the onto the Grizzlies now. Brian Roberts. He's sent to the Heat now. There's a bunch of movement happening. Again, these all happened yesterday. And here with the Hooper's Log, again, if you'd like to call in, the phone number is 323-642-1558 is the number. I don't see Andrew Norris on the line. Very, very busy man. We'll get him on the show sometime tomorrow for sure. If not, again, we will be recapping everything that happens in the world of basketball, and we will fly through everything that should be happening. So I guess we'll just end the show then. We got about a minute left. Again, episode 73 is in the books. Thank you again for listening. Obviously, Drake was there just a second ago. Episode 73 in the books. Episode 74 will be tomorrow, same time, same place, Thursday, February 18th, 2016. We will be here. We'll preview the world of basketball. We'll recap what happened against Duke and North Carolina and any crazy trade deadline stuff that happens, which like last year was nuts. If it happens this year, we will talk about it tomorrow. And then, obviously, Friday night, we will have your show for you, and we'll preview the weekend and also talk about what happened over the trade deadline. If anything else happens, you'll hear it here on the Hoopers Line. Thank you again for listening. Have a fantastic day, everybody. Enjoy your Wednesday. Watch Duke, North Carolina, and come back tomorrow on the Hoopers Log, and let's talk about all things basketball. Peace, everybody. I'll see you tomorrow.